One of those Kessler Mountain advocates is biologist Joe Neal. He recently hiked up Kessler in the rain at night in search of something.
I'm up on Kessler Mountain in southwest Fayetteville. With me is U of A freshman Mitchell Pruitt. He's a business major and a birder who spent last year seeing 311 Arkansas bird species. Tonight, we're looking for spotted salamanders. We find them plus a bonus, a robust Greek chorus of spring peepers and first leopard frogs. Did anyone mention it's January the 29th? There is an effort to save at least 400 acres of rugged, rocky top Kessler as park and natural area. Part of the mountain holds an old-growth forest of chinkapin oak. On top, there is an elfin forest of stunted post oaks and a shale glade with native grasses. Fayetteville is growing up the slopes and beyond. In terms of habitat protection, it's now or never. Efforts to protect Kessler are headed up by my old friend Frank Sharp, he of the famous Ozark Mountain Smokehouse. Mitchell and I heard peepers singing in the rain. Later in spring, migrant songbirds will dominate the rocky slopes. It will be summer tanagers, yellow-billed cuckoos, yellow-throated vireos, black and white warblers, indigo buntings, and blue-gray gnatcatchers. This list will swell as migrants pass through Fayetteville. I'm thinking here of ovenbirds and worm-eating warblers. We had Kessler more or less to ourselves. Well, actually, Kessler belongs to salamanders and peepers. Portland, Oregon, where my daughter Ariel lives, saved a 5,000-acre forest years ago. This expansive park is an internationally renowned springboard for making Portland one of the most livable cities in the world. Yes, cities need businesses, jobs, and neighborhoods. Cities that work also require expansive green as an essential raw material fueling productivity. Otherwise, they are vast prisons shackling our genius and spirit. Based upon what we do and how well we understand our self-interest as a community, Kessler can be where salamanders walk to ephemeral pools after heavy rains. Also, where songbirds continue their ancient Ozark ways. And where common folks like you and I enjoy them. In this process, we refresh our spirits.
You can see a photograph of Joe Neal's Kessler Mountain spotted salamander snapped in the dead of night. It's posted at ozarksatlarge.com. Joe Neal is co-author of Arkansas Birds, published by the University of Arkansas Press. His latest book, In the Province of Birds, a Western Arkansas Memoir, is published by Half Acre Press.